Hey guys, so I'm really sorry about being inactive the past week or so. I've just been incredibly busy. I've just been running around, sorting out things with moving, and I've had to sort out some things at my university. I've been trying to get a job, even though COVID is not letting that happen for whatever reason. So yeah, it's all been very hectic, very, very stressful. But I thought as a nice reward, I would come back with story time, and I do want to try and make this a weekly feature because somebody suggested it in the comments on the last post I made on Reddit, I believe. So yeah, I would like to either have this up on a Tuesday, or a Friday, Tuesday, Friday, but it'll probably get to a point where it will stop being real life stories because I do have a few, of course, I do have a handful, but then afterwards I would like to make it a segment where it's more like a confession and fantasy based and what I would like to do. And also, please, if you have any suggestions for any scripts that you want me to do, or anything of that nature, or any ideas or any improv things I could be doing, because I've just been feeling very stuck, but also I've been very busy, so I just haven't really had like the energy or the patience really to I guess get a script together. But yeah, so I thought I would talk about a something that happened actually kind of recently. So if you didn't listen to my last audio, I basically talk about this guy that I hooked up with from Tinder who was into femdom, and he really enjoyed himself, and he hit me up, yeah, pretty recently, asking if I was about in town and if I was still around in my university town. I said, yeah, I am. And we decided to meet up, but this time it was a little different because he had told me that he had a, I guess you could say, a little feminization, sissy fetish, and he asked me if I would be up to doing something with that. And of course I said yes. And plus he is so pretty. Like he made like an amazing sissy anyway, so I thought this is a really good opportunity to, I guess, make someone happy and then also just, I guess, mess around with a sissy, right? So yeah, I met him at the train station and then we got to mine, and then I suggested that we actually go out in full femme, and he seemed to really like the idea of that. He's a little nervous at first, which I think is understandable, but I reassured him. I said, hey, look, you are gonna make a really amazing sissy. You're so pretty, you have such a wonderful pretty face. And after enough reassurance, I convinced him to get ready with me. We got ready together and I helped him. I lent him quite a few of my things. And he even brought his own heels, so he was prepared. So when he had the heels, I basically provided him with a skirt, a very short skirt, mind you, because keep in mind I'm also very short, so so the skirt barely covered his ass, which I mean I was not complaining about. And then I handed him like a very nice lacy bralette that was very, very cropped. And then on top of that, I let him have a pair of my stockings and some fishnets and some lacy underwear. And he was really into the idea of that. The underwear was especially cute, I like to think. They were like really lacy and pink and kind of sheer. And you can see the outline of his dick in there, and it was really cute. So yeah, I dressed him up like a doll almost, really. And then I rooted around to try and see if I had a wig for him, because back in the day I would wear quite a lot of wigs. Don't really do that now just because of a lot of hassle. I have a lot of hair, so it's just kind of not worth it. But for him, his hair was kind of it was probably like down to his jaw, so it wasn't like super short but not super long either, so it was definitely worth him wearing a wig. And I pulled out this long like blonde straight wig that had some really cute bangs on it, and he just looked amazing. It just suited him to a T, and that was I think that was a really good choice on my part. So then the next step was to make his face a little bit more feminine. I mean, like I said, he was very, very beautiful, very attractive. But obviously, if we're going to go full sissy, we might as well do makeup, because not to my own horn or anything, but I'm pretty good at makeup. So I just thought I would give it a shot on him. And surprisingly, I did that myself briefly, but then I was like, no, I know what I'm doing. So I caked on lots of foundation, lots of blush, all that good stuff, some lipstick, a bright pink, and then finally I was able to put on some fake eyelashes, and he just looked absolutely gorgeous by the end of it. He looked very, very pretty. And even when I showed him in the mirror, I could see that he was very, very shocked. And I was like, ah, I thought that he would be, because he looks completely different. And then I suggested something else. I opened up my drawer full of my goodies, shall we say. And then I said, hey, do you fancy wearing a butt plug for me, huh? And he was so bright in the face, and I don't know why, because it's not like as if like I haven't fucked him already. But then he said yeah, and then I pulled out one of my favorite plugs, which had like a little pink heart at the end of it, like one of the gemstone ones, if you guys know what I'm talking about. So then I made him put it in for me. You know, probably wasn't a smart idea to put the fishnets on first, but it was fine. And then he pulled the lacy panties to the side, and I could already tell that he was pretty turned on. But I said, hold your horses, just get it in, and then we're gonna go out. And I made sure to, well, I don't know what you guys think about this, but I love a big contrast in anything. Like, for me, I dress quite alternatively. I guess I dress kind of like an e-girl, almost, I suppose, but I guess, like, a little bit edgier. I wouldn't say I was, like, full goth, goth GF material, even though, like, I would like to be. I just need to work on that, I suppose. But I made sure that I was wearing all black, I was wearing fishnets, I was wearing my big old Demonias 2. If you guys don't know what Demonias are, they are very big platform boots, and I was almost the same height as my date. And he actually, okay, maybe that was an exaggeration, because he was pretty tall actually in the heels, but I was getting there. And I wore like a very short like lacy black dress with like a little fishnet top underneath, and I was feeling hot as fuck. We both looked hot as fuck, to be completely honest. And then we decided to make ourselves way to like a local bar. It wasn't very far from where I lived, so we went and we started getting pretty drunk. And you know, a fair few guys hit on my date, and I was like, I knew this was gonna happen, because he obviously looked very, very cute. And a lot of people just assumed that he was a woman, you know, which I think was a fair assumption to make. And yeah, I could just tell like how easily like how easily, like, I guess, like, flattered he got. He would just be just a mess each time he got a compliment, and it just really made me want to just fuck him, to be honest. And it really pissed me off that I did not bring my strap out with me, because I would have definitely taken them to
whatever bathroom and fucked the absolute hell out of him. But just wait a little bit, because something even better happened, in my opinion. I could also see there was definitely times where he was like shuffling a little bit in his seat, because, you know, the butt plug and everything. And I would be kind of a tease myself. I would, you know, take my foot, place on his crotch every now and then. Not too hard though, just because I was wearing some big fuck off like platforms, you know. And I could just see how he would try and hide his face from me, and that he would get like so embarrassed, and it was really cute. Well, then every now and then I would just like come over and like come from behind and maybe just gently tease him through his skirt. And then if I was feeling a little bit more dangerous, then I would tease him for his panties, and he seemed to really like that. And then when we was done at that bar, we went to another one, and we encountered this guy there, and he was fairly hot. He was hitting on both of us, which, you know, obviously big compliment. And then we been drinking about for like a couple of hours with this guy, and he's really nice, very friendly, also very attractive, quite tall, and like toned, more, he was also more on the alternative side, tattoos, piercings, all that, you name it. And then around in the night he suggests us, he's like, so ladies, do you fancy coming back to my place? And then I asked my date, I was like, do you want to go back? You know, we'll only go back if you feel comfortable. And they said yes, like, immediately. They said yes. And we made ourselves, made ourselves comfortable in this guy's house once we got there. And then my date was like, hey, I should probably tell you something. I should probably tell you that, like, this is, like, dress up. This is not, you know, like, I'm a sissy. And the guy didn't really care. He was like, well, I don't care, like, you're still hot, like, this does not matter to me. So I was glad we were on the same page. Probably should have said that a little bit earlier, but I mean, it just kind of ended up happening so fast, because the guy lived very, very close. He probably lived about, like, God, like 5 minutes away from the bar that we was at, so it just kind of happened like that, you know. So then we just all kind of get on the couch, and then we're just sort of, I guess, just like getting on for a while, just like making out. And at one point we tried to have like a three-way kiss. It was a little bit sloppy, to be honest though, just because, you know, we was all like pretty tipsy. And then I said, hey, so like, what do you want to do next? Because we had just been like picking out for a while, really not doing much. And he was like, well, why don't we go to my bedroom? So we're all pretty happy about that. And then once we get there, my date, we get him to lie in bed, and then it's just me and this guy, and then we're making out for a while. And then, well, I get on top of my date's face, and then I just kind of ride him and use it for a little while. I'm just like making out this other guy, which was pretty hot. And then throughout that, my date was already like rock hard, and if I was feeling nice and a little bit playful, I would just like tease his cock through his underwear, because that really turned on. And maybe I would play with the plug every now and then too. Obviously I wouldn't do the best job, because another guy was you know, I was making it with another guy while I was doing that, so it was kind of hard, but I was trying my best. And then while I kept riding his face, I said to the other guy, why don't you look after my date, huh? You can't just leave him hanging like that. And I was just suggested, I was like, well, why don't you just suck his cock then, you know? And he was more than happy to. He obliged, like, you know, straight away. And while he's, like, sucking him off, and while I'm riding my date's face, I just think to myself, wow, I've really landed the jackpot here. And it's just definitely a sight to behold, I will say that. And then I don't want to come just yet because my date is very good at giving head, and I just didn't want to, you know, blow it right there and then, you know. I wanted this to last like the entire night. So I get off his face, which, by the way, his face was absolutely dripping wet and his makeup was all smudged, which I found to be the cutest thing. And I had to kiss him after that, you know, like I couldn't just not after seeing him like that. So then I get behind the other guy and then I'm like, you can do a better job than that, I think. And I kind of just guided him a little bit, but he just wasn't doing enough job for my standards, so I got down there too, and we're just like both, well, giving my date head, and he is just so close. As soon as my mouth got on him, he was just an absolute mess. He's just whining and moaning, and then he's just basically just trying so hard to come, and so cute. So I get off a stick for a moment, I'm like, are you gonna come for me, huh? And he said, yeah, I think I am, I don't think I can hold it anymore. So then I got the other guy to finish him off, clearly, like, you know, because, well, I was doing quite a lot of work, to be honest, so I was like, it's only more than fair that I make the guy that we met at the, you know, at the bar or club, it was one of those. Honestly, I wasn't really too focused on where we came from, but I just got back in his head and I just slammed it down my date's cock, and then my date like came all over the guy's face and in his mouth, and then I told the guy, you're gonna swallow that, right, huh? You want to be good for the both of us, right? And he nodded and said yes, and he says, Jesus Christ, that was a lot. And I was like, yeah, I haven't seen anything yet. So then we're kind of thinking of ideas, because this was probably only about the second or the time I had done something with more than another person. And it kind of helps when you're drunk too, because you're just you just become such a degenerate, I feel. So then I'm just, well, it's all back to making out. I'm like making out my day and just, you know, cleaning up his makeup a little bit best I could, but at this point it's kind of not worth it because it was just absolutely everywhere. And then I sit him on my lap, and then I just start teasing with him, playing with him from behind, because obviously I would get him hard again. And then him and the guy were making out for a while, and it was really cute because I could just hear my date moaning and whining into the other guy's mouth, and he was really into it. He really loved me, the sissy. And then I was like, oh shit, how could I forget about the butt plug? I'm completely neglecting that. But obviously, I was going to keep that in the whole time, just because it's just fun seeing him get so worked up, you know, and knowing that, like, I'm the only one that could take it out, really. And there was really a time like this where I really wish I had a strap on me, but I didn't, and it was just so annoying. And then I say to the guy, hey, look, do you want to fuck my date? Because clearly I don't have a dick, but I'd love to see my date get fucked. And he was like, well, fuck yeah, but you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to do something yourself. And I was like, ah, oh, fine, I guess. And I get my sissy. I'm like, hey, look, you want to, I'm going to show you how to suck a cock for real and what to do. And I'm going to guide you, okay? And he just nods and he's like, yeah, yeah, I can do that. And he just watches me for a while. And he's just getting really hard, probably just, you know, from seeing me suck this guy's cock. And I really go in, you know, just like letting him fuck my face. I'm sucking on the tip. I'm looking down his shaft, playing with his balls every now and then. And even then, he's coming. I was like, hey, look, I know my head game is great, but don't you dare fucking come yet. And he said, yeah, I promise I won't. But then I just kind of wanted, I just really, really did want to see my date with a cock in his mouth. So I was like, look, why don't we both suck you off, huh? But you haven't promised not to come, not yet. And the guy was like, okay, fine, I think I could do that. I think I can hold off a lot longer. So then, you know, I started sucking the tip again. And then my date works lower, sucks on his balls. You know, he's doing a very, very good job considering he hasn't really sucked much cock, not much cock as me anyway. So, you know, doing that for a little while, and then, you know, can't go on for too long because obviously this guy literally was about to fucking bust, and we could just, you know, I wanted to see my date get fucked, and the guy wanted to fuck my date, so, you know, it works out. But this is not really a cuck situation, by the way. I still wanted some action too. So then I made sure to remove the plug from my date, and he was very relieved about that because I know for a fact he was itching for something to fill him up, you know. And then I say to the guy, well, look, he's all yours, are you gonna fuck him or what? And of course he left that opportunity. He like fucking ripped a hole into my date's fishnets, pulled those panties aside, and was just like teasing him at first with his cock against his hole, but then he wasted no time getting it in. God, it was actually really hot. So then, you know, as he took him from behind, I made sure that my date was still having fun and that he was still looking at me, because at the end of the day I still want to be a little bit the center of attention. You can't blame me for that, right? So I was just making out of him and telling him that he was a good boy, also a good sissy and a good slut and a good whore, anything you can name of, I was naming him that. And I was just jerking him off too. And he was just getting so close, and it was just so cute. And then I suggested, I was like, hey, you know, we wouldn't want to waste your cum now, would we? So then, well, I got in on the action too. And we kind of repositioned a little bit, so it was, you know, we're all on the bed at this point, and I'm like, you can fuck me if you want. I think it'd be kind of hot, especially in your little getup. And he was like, fuck yeah. So then he's, you know, it's a little bit messy because obviously he's getting fucked, and it's a little bit hard considering, but he eventually makes his way inside my pussy, and it feels fucking amazing, because he never fucked me before, so it was weird to feel that, I guess, and I think he was just getting real fucking overwhelmed with pleasure at this point, and he was so fucking close, and at this point, I think the guy had already come. And I felt really bad, like, not that I forgot, but it's just like, I was just too focused on my sissy, you know? So then I said to the guy, well, make yourself useful at least, and then come over here and make out with me and play with my tits while I get fucked, huh? And that's exactly what happened. And it didn't take very long for me and my date to come, to be honest. Let's just say that. So yeah, that was pretty hot, that experience. After that though, I made sure to retrieve my sissy's butt plug because we couldn't go home without that. And I noticed that there was still cum inside of him. So I said, you better keep that in for me if you want to be good. He just nodded and said, yeah, I'll do that for you, miss. And that's exactly what happened. And I said thank you to the guy that we met at the Club Flush Bar. So thank you for the really good time. Hopefully we could hit you up in the future and, you know, do a little bit more when we're both a bit more experienced, I suppose. And he like paid for an Uber home, and then I'm pretty sure me and my date fucked one more time, and we just went to bed, and in the morning he still had his makeup on, and so did I, and the little skirt and the plug and everything, and it was definitely a sight to behold. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that little story. I hope it makes up with, you know, makes up like for the week of inactivity. And I hope that you guys are having a good evening, day, night, wherever you happen to be.